안녕하십니까? 2016학년도 11월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Daniel. You look so happy. What's up?
I got this bicycle from my uncle for my birthday present.
Wow, it's awesome. Can I ride it?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Cindy, I heard you have a job interview this afternoon.
Yes, Dave. Can you give me some advice?
Sure. Smile to make a good first impression.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention Vilton High School students. This is Steve, your PE teacher. As we announced before, Sports Day will be held this Friday. But according to the weather forecast, it'll rain on Friday afternoon. So, we have to change the order of some activities. Instead of the original schedule, we're going to have soccer and the relay on the playground in the morning. Then, we're going to play basketball and volleyball in the afternoon because they can be played indoors while it's raining. Please don't forget this change. Thank you for listening.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Chris. What are you doing?
Hi, Lori. I'm making my study plan.
Oh, really? I've never tried it before. Is it useful?
Sure. It helps make clear what to study.
But doesn't it take too much time?
Not at all. Thanks to my study plan, I can manage my time better for each subject.
You mean you can make the most of your time?
Exactly. It also reminds me of important things like homework or tests.
I see. It would be useful to make a study plan.
Of course. I recommend you make your own study plan.
Okay, I'll do it.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Linda. Time went by quickly.
I know. It's already our last lesson.
Why don't we drive on the highway to Central Shopping Mall today?
Highway? Do you think I can do it?
Of course. Your driving has improved greatly. You've been practicing a lot.
But I'm still afraid of other cars quickly passing next to mine.
Just stay calm and focus on your own driving.
Okay. I hope I can overcome my fear of driving.
I believe you will. You're doing much better than the other learners I'm teaching.
Thank you.
Now let's start today's lesson.
Okay, I'm ready.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Simon. This is the Earth Day poster I drew yesterday.
It looks nice.
Thanks. What do you think of the title, Save Our Planet, at the top of the poster?
I like it. Is that the Earth in the center?
Yes, it is. It has two hands.
What's the meaning of the tree on one hand of the Earth?
It means the Earth needs more trees.
That's nice. What does the water drop on the other hand mean?
The water drop? It means saving water is important for the Earth.
I see. Oh, how cute the three people at the bottom are.
They really are.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Joy. Are you coming to the concert hall now?
I'm so sorry for being late, Alan. I'm in the taxi.
What happened?
I left my purse at home, so I had to go back.
Really? When can you arrive here?
Luckily, I can make it before the concert starts.
Good to hear that. Guess what? I'm standing in line to buy the band's special music album that's only sold here.
Oh my! I want that too.
Do you want me to buy one for you?
Can you do that?
Sure. What are friends for?
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 헌혈을 할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to our blood donation center.
Hello. Do I have to wait long to donate?
Not really. Let me check your information while you're waiting.
Okay. Should I show you my ID card?
Yes, please. All right. You're old enough to donate blood.
Yeah, I've done this before.
When was the last time you donated?
I did it 3 months ago.
Good. Are you taking any medicine right now?
I took some cold medicine this morning. Will that be a problem?
I'm afraid so. You cannot donate today.
Really? Okay. I'll come back later then.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a gift for my son's graduation.
Great. How about this wallet? This is a bestseller in our store.
Wow! How much is it?
Its original price is $100, but it's 20% off this week.
Good. I'll take it. Can you recommend something for my husband as well?
What about this belt?
Well, how much does it cost?
It's not on sale, but it's just $50.
That seems reasonable. Then I'd like to buy it.
So you're buying both a wallet and a belt, right? I'll gift wrap them for you.
Thank you. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 강의에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Andrew, did you hear about Susan Moore's special lecture?
You mean the famous career counselor?
Right. At the city library, she'll talk about choosing a career.
When will it be?
On December 1st at 7 p.m. Why don't we go together?
Sure, why not? I've been thinking about my future career.
Me too. I heard it's open to all high school students and their parents.
Sounds good. Do we have to sign up?
Yes. We should fill out an application form on the library website.
Let's do it right now.
Okay.
11번. Starry Night 이벤트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is your science teacher, Ms. Smith. Are you interested in stars? If so, come and participate in the Starry Night event on October 7th. As you know, it's one of the most popular events in our school. It'll be held on the school playground. You can enjoy watching stars with telescopes from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's cold at night, so bring a blanket. Snacks and drinking water will be provided for all participants. If you want to participate, come to the science lab before September 30th. Only students who sign up in advance can participate. Join us for a night under the stars and let's explore the night sky together.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 소파를 고르시오.
Honey, look at these sofas on this website.
Are you going to buy our new sofa online?
Yes, the prices are reasonable here.
They surely are. Let's choose one. But I don't want to pay over $700.
I agree. Let's see. This two-person sofa looks big enough for us.
I don't think so. A bigger one would be better in case we have some guests.
Well, then we need a sofa for at least 3 or 4 people. Which material do you prefer, fabric or leather?
I'd like a leather one because it's easy to clean.
Okay, we have 2 options left. Which color?
I think a darker one would go well with our living room.
Yes, let's buy it.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Alice. The weather is nice, isn't it?
It is. So I brought a camera with me to take some pictures in the park.
Really? You're not going to believe this, but there's a photo contest today.
What contest?
I saw an advertisement at the entrance of the park.
What's it about?
The theme is A Man in the Park. There are amazing prizes, like a laptop.
Wow! How do I apply for that?
You just have to hand in a photo by 6 p.m. to the park office.
Really? It's already 4 o'clock now. I have to find a model for my photo.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Michael, it's me, Chloe. How's your history report going?
I'm done writing it. How's yours?
I've just finished printing it. Wasn't it hard to find information for the report?
Yes. I spent a lot of time searching for the proper sources for my topic.
Same here. Did you finish printing it out too?
Now I'm doing it. Oh no!
What's the matter?
My printer is not working again. I think I have to take it to the service center.
You should. But don't we have to submit the printed report tomorrow?
Right. I don't know what to do with the report.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에밀리가 토니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tony and Emily are a newly married couple. They move into a new house and plan to have a housewarming party with their friends. They prepare some food for the party. Everything looks ready. The only thing left is taking out the main dish from the oven. But just before their friends arrive, Tony finds out there's something wrong with the oven timer, and the dish is burnt. Tony and Emily feel embarrassed. They have to do something right away. So Emily suggests to Tony that they order delivery food. In this situation, what would Emily most likely say to Tony?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good evening. This is the office manager of the apartment building. Vacation season is just around the corner. Are you planning a trip? If so, before you leave, make sure to do these things to keep your home safe. First, turn off all electrical devices, such as computers and televisions. Pull the plugs to avoid an unexpected fire. Second, stop newspaper delivery in order not to reveal your absence. If that's not possible, ask your neighbor to pick up the newspaper for you. Third, Lock your windows so as not to be a target for criminals. Homes with unlocked windows are more likely to be broken into. Last, move expensive items like necklaces or watches to a safe place. By checking these things before traveling, you can enjoy your trip without worry.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good evening. This is the office manager of the apartment building. Vacation season is just around the corner. Are you planning a trip? If so, before you leave, make sure to do these things to keep your home safe. First, turn off all electrical devices, such as computers and televisions. Pull the plugs to avoid an unexpected fire. Second, stop newspaper delivery in order not to reveal your absence. If that's not possible, ask your neighbor to pick up the newspaper for you. Third, lock your windows so as not to be a target for criminals. Homes with unlocked windows are more likely to be broken into. Last, move expensive items like necklaces or watches to a safe place. By checking these things before traveling, you can enjoy your trip without worry.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.